The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." Nathanael said to Philip, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I'm going to come down again. I don't know if I'm going to make this a habit or not, but it feels like it's coming down a little bit more. The call of Jesus. Of course, these are the stories that begin our season of Epiphany, meaning the revealing of Jesus, how Jesus became made to known to people. And also how Jesus became known to people is he called them. He called them. And those early disciples must have marveled to have been one of those first disciples called, because there was just something about Jesus that when he called, he just brought everything to come. See, the Old Testament is not like that. In the Old Testament, it's almost a literary device. It's so common for God to call on someone, and that person being called say, "Nope, got the wrong number." Moses, you remember? So then I have a stab speech impediment. I can't speak for God. Joshua, I'm speaking for God. Jeremiah, I'm speaking for God. Everybody's got an excuse not to listen to God's call. And this morning, we have the call of Samuel. And he's serving with old God. He's already serving God. But it's interesting because the text says, you know, the word of the Lord was rare in those days. People didn't hear directly from God. Maybe they missed the stories, but they heard the stories about Moses. But, you know, Moses and God used to talk to each other all the time. I wish people would hear from God like that. But the story of Samuel starts the other way. It says, people just don't hear much from God. That's why I think a lot more today. People say they heard directly from God, and God told me to do this. You would be very suspicious. Sometimes God does. But sometimes they probably go out here something else. The word of the Lord is there. And so God calls Samuel. Samuel goes to Eli. Eli should not be works of the church. You are called. And Each of your columns is a little different. It's contextualized to your place in life, whether you're in school, whether you have a big family, a small family, not much family at all, whether you're working, you're not working, whether you're rich, you're poor, overwhelmed.
Thank you.
And the Lord responded, "Yes, you are probably right. But those of you who knew Christ knew that even in his last weeks of work, sometime, the one thing that he would say on a regular basis is, 'I just want to see Jesus.'" And he asked us to pray with him. He said, "Pastor, this pastor should pray that I want to see Jesus." And when I visited him in the last weeks, months, I didn't even want to see Pastor Victor about it. I want to solve it. I want something that a pastor would not. He knew what good news he wanted me to speak to. He knew the good news that well. And he lived in that hope. And he witnessed that hope. And what a wonderful model for us. It's something for us to think about. Anyone that went up to his nursing home bed would hear him say, "I love Jesus." What a profound witness. Not that I'm trying to see the female sitting with his other hair, because he just won't get his own verses. But what a profound witness for all of us as we recall those faithful people in our lives, in our community, our church community, who pointed us to Jesus. Even when we didn't know how to see Jesus. You know, there are times we'd rather go all the way. We'd rather walk in that direction for the sin. We'd like, "Jesus, can you be real bad? I've got something good for you." The world needs to see Jesus. And we ask humbly that the world present Jesus to us, that we might be able to the world. May the peace of God that passes all understanding, all understanding, keep our hearts and minds and our